We all seek refuge and renewal in many ways, writing certainly, and reading. Some people go for a drive. Day-to-day contributing writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro likes to walk.
Here in Los Angeles, we really like to walk. From the living room to the garage, from the parking meter into the store. The metaphysics are easy. Cars are our birthright. God gave us just one set of legs and feet, and if he'd meant us to risk them on foolhardy activities like walking, he'd never have created spare tires. In Central America, where I lived for a few years, they have a different take. The paseo is a fact of life, without the quaint old-world overtones that the word stroll has in English, Los Angeles English at least. In Guatemala, my wife Michelle and I perambulated with the best of them. I have to admit, it wasn't always by choice. You see, third-world roads are a bit like gurus. They take you out of the comfortable excess of your SUV and put you back in touch with your simpler self. We were better off than our neighbors, with swank 12-speed Shimano racers instead of the contraptions most people rode, amalgams of chains from rattling two-speeders, rusting handlebars prized from ancient Schwinn's, and, often it seemed, the wiring from Grandma's corset. After a while, I got used to being on the bike again, without the thick protective walls of the SUV cutting me off from the world. Life was slower. But karmic law was not satisfied. 2 weeks later, my bike hit one lunar pothole too many and gave up the unequal struggle. Don Ruben, the local repairman, offered wisdom. Don Marcos, bikes don't have shock absorbers, not even Shimano's. But he could not offer resurrection. And reduced now to the pilgrim austerity of the pedestrian, I walked the city's streets and drank in the litany of connection. Don Marcos, how's it going? Hey, Marcos, good to see you, man. The road from the market to my house, longer now and alive. I met new people. Doña Inez, a 60-year-old Kekchi Indian woman wrapped half a dozen times in a huipil dress, talked to me in her tongue, as baffling to me as my Spanish was to her. We'd walk a little way together, a dialogue of the hearing but linguistically distinct, and when we parted, she flashed me a toothless grin. I wondered if that lovely old lady was flirting, or simply saying to me, "Good to see you, Don Gringo, and even better to see you walking."
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro lives and walks in Los Angeles. His latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.